Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. Comes to you from the house that Root built and spread across the country on USA Radio and many more stations and networks and online streaming services to be announced in the coming days. Just days away now. I think by early next week we'll have a bunch of announcements for you. Breaking news of the day that's important to me and that I have a personal interest in is this Jeff Zucker situation at CNN. There's lots of great news, lots of bad news, mixture of the two today. But Jeff Zucker being fired, if you heard a lot of noise, it was me dancing on his grave. Screw you, Jeff Zucker. Here's the up-close and personal Wayne Root Jeff Zucker story. Before Jeff Zucker ran CNN, he ran NBC. And underneath him was CNBC. So he had a say in everything that happened at NBC, MSNBC, and CNBC. And CNBC hired Wayne Root, I believe it was 2004. They hired me to host not one, but two major CNN shows. They were going to build the whole network around me. And Vegas, which at the time was the hottest city in the world, and I convinced them that it was the hottest city in the world, and I convinced them it was the hottest city in business, and I convinced them it was the sexiest city in the world, and I convinced them that I was the perfect host to host one, a reality show called King of Vegas, which, by the way, later wound up on Spike TV starring me and an idiot liberal named Max Kellerman is the host, but not as big a deal as it was going to be on CNBC. And then number two, a second show about the business titans of Las Vegas called Vegas Inc. So they were inking me, excuse the pun, to two major starring roles in the year 2004 at CNBC. Two major shows they're building their whole lineup around with Wayne Root. And the two big stars at the time were going to be Wayne Root and Donnie Deutsch. They had just signed Donnie Deutsch to a contract for his show, and then I was getting two shows, and I was going to be the big star of CNBC. Keep in mind, 12 or 13 years before that, I was already the big star of CNBC when it was called Financial News Network, and I was 26, 27, and 28 years old. For 2.5 years, I was the star of Financial News Network, which later became CNBC, and I hosted 5 shows on that network. So years later, I become the big star of CNBC again, and my lawyer, Lee, who's one of the big contract lawyers in Hollywood, represents lots of screenwriters and producers and directors. Lee is on the phone with CNBC. I'm in a hotel room, believe it or not, I can still remember it like it was yesterday, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, because I was giving a speech there. And Lee, my attorney, is on the phone negotiating my two contracts with CNBC. And I'm about to become a huge star, make millions of dollars. And I'll never forget it. While Lee is on the phone with them, negotiating the final details of my contract to host two shows and be the star of CNBC. I mean, this was almost 20 years ago, so I was about 42, 43 years old. And Lee is on the phone with them. And at that moment, my cell phone rings in my hotel room. It's this vice president of CNBC, a woman, who chose me as the big new star of CNBC and says, "I'm sorry, Wayne, the deals are dead." And I said, "What are you talking about? What do you mean the deals are dead? My lawyer's on the phone closing the deal. What are you talking about? It's dead. He's getting the final contract signed right now." And she says, "No, it's dead. It's all been killed far above my pay grade. Jeff Zucker, the CEO and chairman of NBC, has decided because of your politics, he hates your Republican conservative politics. Because I had made a bunch of guest appearances that year on CNBC and also all over Fox News and CNN and everywhere else. In those days, CNN actually allowed conservative guests. And it was clear I was a big conservative, a big Bush in those days, a big George W. Bush conservative. This is 2004. Bush was running for re-election. She says he hates your politics, he hates you, and he came to us and said, I'm sorry you signed two deals at Wayne Root, but they're both canceled. So my lawyer thought he closed the deal, little beknownst to him, at that exact moment, Jeff Zucker had called the executives at CNBC and said, I'm overruling you, no Wayne Root allowed on your network. And I lost millions of dollars. Let's say those shows had lasted for even 5 years, let alone 10 or 15. Heck, I have a hit reality show on TV right now that's going into its, I believe it's its 20th season. It's either 19th or 20th season. So maybe my shows would have lasted, one of the two, 20 seasons or 10 seasons. Maybe both of them, 10 seasons. But let's say even 5 seasons. Jeff Zucker cost me like $20 million. He cost me my entire retirement because he hated my political views in the United States of America. He was a Nazi scumbag in the United States of America because he hated the views of someone that can't have a show on his network, even though neither show had anything to do with politics. I can totally understand it if you're a liberal and it's a liberal network, MSNBC, and you don't want a conservative Wayne Root to have a conservative show on your liberal network. I get that. I can understand that. I think it's wrong. It's stupid. It means you lose half your audience. But okay, that's okay. That's okay. You won't bring half a brand new, double your audience with a brand new conservative host. Neither show had anything to do with politics, but he killed my show because of politics. That's how sick liberals are. That's Trump derangement syndrome before Trump ever ran for office and anybody even knew about Trump derangement syndrome. That's how mentally ill Jeff Zucker was. And he ruined my career at CNBC and cost me millions and millions of dollars and major fame. Because I would have been one of the biggest hits on American TV with two real shows. You know, when I had 5 shows at Financial News Network, that was 1989, 90, 91. And America was a very different country, and Financial News Network had almost nobody watching. It was a very small network. And everything changed. CNBC is a big name. If I'm a host of 2 shows on CNBC, I've got a big name. So everything changed because of Jeff Zucker. So now Jeff Zucker was forced to resign in disgrace today because he was having an affair with someone working for him and didn't disclose it to anybody. Tried to keep it secret. Fox News used the words resigns in disgrace. Jeff Zucker's career is in flames. Don't forget, Chris Cuomo tried to destroy my career and wreck my life 2 years ago. And Chris Cuomo's career is in flames. And he was forced. He didn't resign. He was fired. It's just so funny in my life how many important people on the liberal side I've come into contact with, and they all have root derangement syndrome. Just like, you know, Trump attracts a certain amount of insane hatred, I've always attracted that level of insane hatred because Trump and I both tell the truth, and it causes people to go insane about us. So Chris Cuomo tried to destroy my career at Newsmax, and he did that publicly. I don't have to tell you a private story. The owner of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, went on Chris Cuomo's show, Cuomo, on CNN, and I think it was July of 2020, or maybe it was July of 19, actually, July of 2019, and it was supposed to be a half-hour interview about his relationship with Trump, and it turned into a half-hour interview with Chris Cuomo berating Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, my boss, because at the time I had a hit show on Newsmax in the prime time 8 o'clock hour at Newsmax, starring me and Bill O'Reilly, by the way, 3 times a week. Bill O'Reilly was my guest 3 times a week to talk about politics. It was the number one show and the number one time slot at Newsmax. And Chris Cuomo spent a half hour on TV attacking me and saying what a horrible person I was to Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, and demanding that Ruddy cancel my show. And literally, 9 months later, my show was canceled, and I believe to this day, you know, there were several factors, but the single biggest reason, I think, was probably Chris Ruddy with an assist to George Soros. So these are the people that hate Wayne Root. Chris Cuomo, Jeff Zucker, George Soros, there's a long list of them. But I outlast all of them. I always do. And I always come back bigger than I ever came back before, than I ever was before. Always. But these people have root derangement syndrome. And they try and ruin my career, these sickos. And you hear these big names in the media, and you don't know Wayne Root, anything to do with them. I have everything to do with them. They're part of my life. Every one of them tried to ruin me. Evidently, I'm not a small guy, am I? Evidently, if Chris Cuomo wanted to ruin Wayne Root, and Jeff Zucker wanted to ruin Wayne Root, and George Soros wanted to ruin Wayne Root, the Attorney General of New York was following my tweets and tried to get me in trouble for a tweet. Evidently, I must be a pretty important guy if liberals all have root derangement syndrome. Crazy stuff, huh? Crazy stuff. Chris, where are we time-wise? Minute 20 to go. All right. Be nice if you gave me a little time. Haven't heard one in the whole break. Come on, man. I have no idea where I was. So, Jeff Zucker is story number one. And Chris Cuomo is part of that story, too, because there's a headline that Chris Cuomo was trying to burn CNN down before he was fired. He was going to reveal incriminating information about Jeff Zucker. Incriminating information about Jeff Zucker. So this is what scumbags you're dealing with. The guy who canceled me for my political views was a scumbag having an inappropriate relationship with the network. Chris Cuomo, who later basically was a major contributing factor to get me canceled at Newsmax, is a scumbag who was having inappropriate relationships and also using his relationship with his brother, the governor of New York, who is pure evil and killed 15,000 old people. And was having inappropriate relationships with every girl he met. And Chris Cuomo was literally using his perch at CNN to dig up dirt and go after all those girls who had relationships with his brother. These are the people who don't like me because of my conservative political views. They turned out to all be scumbags. Chris Cuomo, you're a scumbag. Jeff Zucker, scumbag.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn-Root, Energized Health sponsor of this segment of the show. This is Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root's on fire. And Energized Health is run by the great John and Chelsea Jubilee. Regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, there were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than 50. They all thought I looked better than 10 years ago by a mile. I'm anti-aging. I'm aging in reverse. And they all wanted to know, what did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. The proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including mostly the dangerous inner body visceral fat kind. And I did that in the first 88 days on the program. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've kept the fat off for over a year. I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Root 40% Decisive Action Discount. 40% off if you just say WAR or Wayne Allyn-Root. 40% off for making a decision and taking action. That's why it's the WAR Decisive Action Discount. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. All right. So I told you about Jeff Zucker and President Trump. Isn't it funny? President Trump, who's going to be on the show next week, by the way? President Trump will be on this show next week. He's already weighed in and said he wants to be on the show, and we're setting up the time and the date as we speak right now. But President Trump, without me knowing about it, had tweeted out that Jeff Zucker is a sleazebag. And at the same time he was doing that, I can't tweet anymore because I'm banned for life, and he can't tweet anymore, he's banned for life. So I don't know where he sent that out. I don't know what his main social media site is now. Maybe it's just the emails I get from him. But I posted at Getter and other social media sites, Parler,
that he's a scumbag. I said Zucker's a scumbag at the same time Trump was saying he's a sleazebag. So, you know, doesn't it give you some idea that Trump and I think alike? We always think alike. It could be why I'm headed for my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago next month in Florida with President Trump. I love the guy. I think he's a national treasure. I think he's one of the great presidents in history and the greatest president of my lifetime. And great New York Republican minds think alike. Zucker, you're a scumbag and a sleazebag. So let's see what else we've got here. Another good news story. Facebook stock plunges after closing. Far-left tech giant loses 1 million U.S. and Canadian users in one quarter, and the stock crashed 21% after hours. This is what happens. Speaking of scumbags, this is what happens when you are biased and stupid and you have Trump derangement syndrome and you're so dumb and ignorant and hateful that you kick out half your customers. Now your stock is just declining and declining and declining. This was my post at Facebook today. The conservatives are abandoning you, Facebook, because of disgusting, disgraceful censorship, banning, bias, and hypocrisy. You are the book burners of this generation. Your stock going down, down, down. Half of your customers were conservatives. Ever think about that? Question mark. I'll bet you're thinking about it now. So more good news. Zucker's gone, and Facebook stock is plunging. And I think the main reason their stock is plunging is not just that they're losing so many users every day, the conservatives are leaving Facebook, but also because they know that Donald Trump's social media company is coming. That one goes up all the time. That one's worth billions. Truth Social is the new Donald Trump website. And when it opens later this month or sometime in March, I know it's going to open like in the next 30 to 45 days, or supposedly it will. When it goes live, when it's open for business, it's going to destroy Facebook. Not because, you know, it's going to be better than Facebook. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse. I don't know if the gizmos on it are better or worse. I just know that you're going to lose half your audience. All the conservatives are going to leave Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and they're all going to congregate, migrate over to Truth Social, Donald Trump's site. And that's, all of you are crippled from that point on. You know, no one says that people are leaving you because, I don't know, A, B, C, or D. There's a very specific reason we're leaving you. You hate conservatives. It's nothing else. It's not because your sites aren't good. It's not because your sites aren't whiz-bang. It's because you chose to hate conservatives and ban and censor half your audience. And so we hate you. And so we're just not going to be there anymore. And that will drive you either out of business or cripple you forevermore once half your audience is gone. Duh. You're pretty dumb, Facebook. You're even dumber, Twitter. Go to hell. You can just go to hell. I'll dance on your graves, too. See you later, alligator. You guys are history. You're the dump heap of history for dumb business decisions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Sideload shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops to Romania, Germany, and Poland in answer to Russia continuing to build up military around Ukraine. Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger joins Fox News, where he was asked if this move will deter Russia. He thinks Russia is posturing the invasion because of its view of the Biden administration.
You have to look at the administration and see the weakness on energy policy on the Nord Stream pipeline, the weakness right here at home on our southern border, weakness when we had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. So while the troops may send a strong signal to Russia, to Putin, deterrence happens every single day, and the president has been weak.
President Biden is set to be in New York City on Thursday to meet with Mayor Eric Adams to discuss gun violence. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
to the show, Wayne L. Roots. Raw and unfiltered here at USA. Oh, I love what you're doing with the music, Chris. That's great. Love the new songs. We got some great driving beat music. Good stuff. I want to tell you a real story about one of my sponsors before I get to my guest. Surrounded by an angry mob, they forced open the driver's side door and they attempted to drag the husband from the car. Now, I don't have to tell you how that would have ended. Husband killed, wife raped, and murdered. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attackers twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to run. And the couple drove off and escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender, and that's why I have one in every one of my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. WAR, Hero2020.com, special discount for my listeners and fans. Hero 2020, state law restrictions may apply. All right, we've got a wonderful guest. I love having him on. Josh Manning is a good buddy of mine. He is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and he is here to bring us today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the busiest conservative websites in the USA. Josh Manning, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, thanks so much. How are you doing today?
Good. Is this your first time in January? Have you been on in January? Should I be saying Happy New Year? I'm trying to remember if you've been on this year.
This is our second.
All right. Well, Happy New Year again. Either way.
Hey, thanks, buddy, and to you too.
Yeah. So I got to tell you my Jeff Zucker story because I know we were going to talk about Jeff Zucker. He was having an affair. He gets forced to walk the plank at CNN, and he's gone. And so back in 2004. Everybody in America, you know, who had a brain when they saw Wayne Root on TV, even though I was the gambling guru, they all started to realize I was a big Republican conservative guy. Matter of fact, that year, or it was the year before, I was invited to the White House by George W. Bush, and I went to the White House Christmas party, and I made some statements, and I held a fundraiser for the Republican Party at my home in Malibu a couple years before that. So everyone was starting to realize I was a big Republican. And CNBC hired me that year, 2004. They decided to literally build their network around me and make me the big star of CNBC, the star of two shows, the host and star of two shows on CNBC. And my lawyer was on the phone negotiating the final deal points of the contract. And I got a phone call, and I thought it was the lawyer to tell me the deal's done, you're a millionaire, and you're the star of CNBC. And instead, it was the vice president of CNBC. And she said, Wayne, she was basically in tears. She said, I don't know how to tell you this. You know, I'm the one who picked you and hired you to be the big star of the network, but it's not going to happen. I said, what do you mean it's not going to happen? My lawyer's on the phone negotiating the contract. She says, no, Jeff Zucker is chairman of NBC, which is our parent company. He's overruled the deal and wants it canceled immediately. He doesn't like your political views, and you're done. Now, my lawyer is on the phone cutting a $1 million deal for Wayne Root, and they've superseded CNBC, and Jeff Zucker overrode it all and said, rip up the contracts. We're never going to have a show with Wayne Root. And I lost millions of dollars because of this son of a bitch. That's the way I would put it. No other way to say it. I'm a son of a butcher. He's a son of a bitch. Liberal son of a bitch who, you know, with bias and hatred, who just, keep in mind, neither show was political. See, I'd understand that I wouldn't call him a name. If he said, I'm a liberal, it's a liberal network, I don't want Wayne Root on, no conservative politics. They were two shows about Vegas gambling and business. Nothing to do with politics. So the fact that I was a Republican should have had nothing to do with this. But even then, they had Trump derangement syndrome, but then it was called Root derangement syndrome. So that's my up-close and personal Jeff Zucker story. So today, I'm celebrating, and I've lit a birthday candle, and I'm dancing on his grave. Screw you, Jeff Zucker. Go to hell. Cost me $10 million at least. Hate this mother trucker.
Well, Wayne, you know, justice is a dish best served cold, right?
Or yeah, revenge is a dish. And the last 2 months, two guys that ruined my career. Zucker at CNBC ruined my career, and Chris Cuomo is the one who had Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, on his Cuomo show on CNN to talk about his relationship with Trump. But all of a sudden, the topic changed when Chris sat down with him, with Chris Cuomo. The topic became the I Hate Wayne Root Hour. And he spent an entire half-hour interview telling him Wayne Root is a bad guy, he's a birther, he's a conspiracy theorist, and you got to fire him and cancel his show at Newsmax. And 9 months later, my show, what we did part, and my show was canceled. And I believe it's because of that day that Chris Ruddy was influenced by Chris Cuomo and felt like he had to get rid of Wayne Root. So who got rid of who? CNN got rid of Chris Cuomo a month and a half ago. Now CNN got rid of Jeff Zucker. These are all, you know, these are all my bad guys falling and falling and falling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wayne Root has gotten revenge on all of them. They're all gone.
And you're left standing at the end of it.
And I'm still standing, baby. So
yeah,
screw
these
people.
Yeah, laughs last. Wayne, you'll love this. So speaking of CNBC, I was reading on the Zucker stuff, and they snuck a line into the CNBC coverage of this that is just worth $1 million. So they're talking about Zucker. They're talking about him resigning, the deal with the vice president there, and he lied about it, this and that and the other. And then I come to a line that is just written in gold, and I'm reading it straight to you. I'm reading it out of the article. Zucker had a reputation within CNN for being a very hands-on manager.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, his hands are right on her breasts.
Absolutely,
I get it.
Hands-on. Very hands-on.
Yeah, very handsy.
That's yeah. Very, you very might handsy. Even say handsy. That's
and,
right.
And by the way, that was the point I wanted to make that I didn't even make to you just now. It wasn't just that they're both gone and Wayne Root outlasted them and I got my revenge. It's that they didn't like me for my political views, but they turned out to be the real bad guys. It's nothing to do with their liberal views. They both had inappropriate sexual relationships, and in the case of Chris Cuomo, was even much worse. His was that he was trying to dig up dirt on the women that his brother, the governor, was having sex with. He was trying to ruin their lives and spread dirt from his perch as a big shot at CNN, in addition to his own inappropriate relationships at CNN. So who is the real bad guy? Me for my political views or them for their evil actions? See?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, they feel entitled. They feel like they can do anything they want as long as they are standing for a particular set of values. That's why they can fly jets to Europe to discuss global warming.
Right.
And that's why, you know, they can go to Epstein's pedophile island and do whatever they want there because they're standing for the right things. And, oh, don't they deserve it because they're working so hard for us. It's the exact same thing that the commissar used to do in the Soviet states. It's exactly right. The same thing. They would say, oh, well, we stand for the right things. We believe the right things. So we should be able to do whatever we want. We're above the rules. I mean, this is, and remember, I mean, you remember this, Wayne. Remember what they did to Roger Ailes. Remember what they did to Roger Ailes. Remember the coverage of that. Remember the breathless way they covered it. Zucker is going to get 1 or 2 days of coverage, and that is it. There will never be a big movie about it. They will never be recruiting women to play his girlfriend in this. It will go down the memory hole.
Just like Roger Ailes, if you think Zucker only had sex with one underling, you're living in a dream world. That's the TV business. It's called the casting couch for 100 years for a good reason. That's how a lot of people conduct business in Hollywood and in the TV business. You know, you get the job because you're screwing the guy. So if you think Zucker didn't take advantage of that, you're kidding yourself. You really are.
Well, a friend of mine in the newsroom today raised a question I didn't even think about. How many other people at CNN knew about this? You know it was an open secret.
Well, Chris Cuomo knew about it.
Dozens of people had to know about
it. Chris Cuomo knew. They said on the way out the door he tried to burn down the whole network with all the secrets he knew, and one of them was this story about Zucker, so he knew.
So all of these people are sitting on this ethics bombshell and not wanting to say anything. The people at CNN are not concerned about the truth. They're not concerned about doing what's right. They're concerned about pushing a narrative that hurts conservatives, that hurts Republicans, that hurts Christians, and as long as they're doing that, they feel like they can do anything they want. All animals are, remember Orwell, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others, and man, they are the more equal animals.
Well, you know my belief on the vaccine. I think it's the biggest fraud in world's history, and I think that's an even worse sin by far. I mean, it's not even close. It's bordering on mass murder, and all these people in the media covered up all the vaccine deaths. They've covered up all the vaccine injuries. They've covered up how completely, ridiculously ineffective the vaccine is in the first place, and they covered up and slandered the benefits of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which would have saved hundreds of thousands of people. So really, it goes much deeper than the other bad things they did and the inappropriate relationships. They're all part of this mass murder conspiracy in order to make money off of Big Pharma and the vaccines. So it goes even deeper.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not all of it, Wayne. It's you're exactly right. It's with pharma, but you see it with military conflicts, you see it with wars. They don't care. As long as they're making money, that's all they care about, and the rest of us be damned. It is so corrupt that it's incredible, but we'll get to it whenever you want to. But man, we've got great new stats on what's happening in cable news networks, what's happening with Fox News compared to CNN. They are in trouble, Wayne, and I think they know it.
I hope so. I hope they're in big trouble. Look, no one's mentioning it's all about the inappropriate relationship. No one's mentioning that maybe that was just a cover to bury him and get rid of him from the parent company, Time Warner. I think it's Time Warner, right? Because in reality, he destroyed CNN. The ratings are worse than, you know, Home and Garden Network. They're worse than the Children's Network. What's that kids network? Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon buries CNN. CNN has been destroyed in America. Maybe international, it's okay. But it's been buried. So, I mean, Zucker really should have been fired for performance, not for the inappropriate relationship alone. Josh Manning, we'll be right back. Stay with us. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com with the most popular stories at his very popular, highly trafficked WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. The Root's on fire. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energize Health. Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn-Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on. on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's Jeff Zucker getting hit by lightning. At this very moment, Jeff Zucker and Chris Cuomo getting hit by lightning. Thunder! Bye, Jeff. Bye, Chris. Have a nice life. Hit by Wayne Root Lightning. I want to mention the sponsor of this show is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now 7 days a week, audio-wise. But on the weekend, I do a special edition called America's Top 10 with the top 10 news stories for conservatives where I play Casey Kasem. Remember, I used to have America's Top 40 of music. This is America's Top 10 outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and Christians and patriots and deplorables. And I do it on video now, so you also get a video top 10 every Friday afternoon at root4america.com. As far as the audio, where do you get it? The audio of my podcast, 7 days a week, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Even the weekend edition with that America's Top 10 is still listed at all of those under War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, except it's the War Raw weekend edition. All right, back with my guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com. Let's jump from Jeff Zucker to Whoopi Goldberg. She is suspended for 2 weeks. How do you feel about her comments and also that two-week slap on the wrist?
I think, Wayne, we were talking about this in the break, I think Jews cannot catch a break. No. Either white people are out to exterminate the Jews or the Jews are white people. And it depends on who you are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one of the on our podcast today, one of the girls that I was talking with made the observation that, you know, I think she thought being black was going to cover her on this because she was saying it within the context of anti-black racism. I think she thought, oh, hey, I got to get out of jail free card here because I'm black and I'm talking about race. And it just fell flat as can be. You can't have it both ways, Wayne. You can't say that the Nazis were white supremacists and then also say Jews were white. It doesn't work like that.
Well, first of all, she didn't explain. It doesn't make sense. Why did they go after the Jews then? Because they were Jews.
Well, exactly.
Then isn't it anti-Semitism? Wasn't it all about Jews, why they had the Holocaust? If it wasn't, then how do you explain why they went after the Jews? It just doesn't make any sense, what she said.
They were the world's worst white supremacists, Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only answer to it. But I think she thought she is cloaked in this. She's black. She talks about racial issues. I think she thought that that was going to be strong enough for her to make any comment she wanted, any unbelievably stupid comment she wanted, and for it to be okay. You know, and she tried to get out of it saying, look, what I'm talking about here is man's hatred for his fellow man. And I thought, well, by gosh, Whoopi, if somebody were sitting next to you and said that slavery really was really wasn't a racial component.
Right, it was just man's
slavery.
Hatred for man.
It was just man's hatred for man. But look, Wayne, that is closer to being true than this idea that the Holocaust wasn't about race.
Right.
Because many other ethnicities, including white people, have been enslaved in the past. But there's only been one Holocaust.
Right, and don't forget, Jews were enslaved by the Roman Empire. Jews were enslaved by the Egyptian Empire. Throughout history, there's been plenty of prejudice aimed at Jews. No one thought of them as white. They thought of them as Jews. Yes, Jews are white. What's that got to do with anything? Italians are white. If you go after Italians, would you say it's not possible to go after an Italian because Italians are white and the person who went after him was white? Particular, they aimed to go after and kill Italians. Does that mean it wasn't aimed at Italians? Of course it was. What if you aim at Irish? Well, they're white. So what? You're still aiming at Irish. If you want to wipe out the Irish population, you mean that's not prejudice towards Irish people because you're white and they're white? It just, what she said makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. The Holocaust was aimed at people because they were Jewish. That's it. There's nothing else that needs to be said, you know?
So I have a theory here, Wayne. This week has been amazing so far. I can't wait to see what tomorrow and Friday give us. I think it's because COVID is winding down, and these people have not been paying attention to anything else. They're super rusty, and so they're starting to talk about things other than COVID, and what do you get? You get Whoopi doing this ridiculousness. You get it coming out that Zucker's been having an affair. You get Trudeau fleeing from Ottawa, from his capital.
You get Rachel Maddow taking a break.
And then in the midst of all of this, Wayne, Tucker Carlson, our friend Tucker, turns out he's beating CNN with Democrats.
I didn't even know that. Tell me that story. I didn't know that. Tell me that story.
Let me give you this. We caught this over at The Wrap, and this is based on some Nielsen data. I'm going to give it to you super quick. I know we're coming up on the break. Quoting from The Wrap's piece, more surprising are the stats about Carlson and Fox News poll with self-proclaimed Democrats. Of those 25 to 54 years old who we surveyed who were identified as Democrats, 39% chose Fox, 31% chose MSNBC, and 30% chose CNN for programming from 8 to 11 Eastern.
There's the Fox damage Zucker did to CNN. It's been destroyed.
Fox grabbed 42% of Democrats versus CNN's 33. Fox beating CNN with Democrats, you know the wheels are coming off.
I love it. Josh Manning breaking some great news here. WesternJournal.com is his website, one of the most popular conservative websites in the USA, WesternJournal.com. Josh, thanks for educating and enlightening us today. Enjoyed having you on, as always.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be back. Much more to tell you about. By the way, my good buddy Doug Miller just signed in with a text for me. He said, the Washington Redskins' new name, the Commanders, it won't be long before it's shortened to the Washington, D.C. Commies. Commanders shortened to Commies. I like it, Doug. Thank you. Great observation. I always said it should be the Washington Commies. That's what they picked, right? The Commanders, the Commies. I get it. Good stuff. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Five.